It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yo, Archive Friday.
Headed into a weekend. Looks pretty good, too. Hope you get a chance to enjoy yourself. Scotty and Kayla will be hitting the town around Dover with the Oktoberfest pub crawl. So check that out. I do have today an ode to love for you in the Archive Friday, ladies and gentlemen. A little Morning Buzz poetry jam for the lovers.
Pen to paper, thoughts and feelings, like you're on a skyscraper, putting words down from the depths of their souls. What moves them, nobody knows. It's the Buzz Poetry Jam.
You're the poetry man. You make things all right.
That seems awfully quick.
Everybody was screaming.
I was like, oh.
Everybody was like, no. Stop, Scotty. Stop, Kelly. We all stopped. I had to stop. You guys got to stop.
Okay.
I feel like I don't have a good ending.
I can't. I'm going to fail miserably. Okay. This is going to be ugly. This may be look, we're overloaded. Have sympathy on us. Take pity on us. Lose the Super Bowl and the Olympics, and then we got to throw a love poem? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to bare our soul to you, our heart to you all, and each of us will read our poems. And then you get to judge which one's the best. Now, sometimes out of pressure comes great pieces of gold, poetic gold.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's, as the French would say, merde. You know what I mean? So please bear in mind, we are not professionals. Clearly, we are in over our heads when it comes to the poetry thing, with the exception of maybe Kelly Brown. All right? Oh, that's some crumpled up paper. That's never a good sign.
Oh, no.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay. Kay wants to get the pain
I want it over with.
Out of the way. Yep. What kind of music do you want? Sad? Romantic? What do you want? Sweeping love epic? What do you want?
Yeah, well, the title is V-Day Advice.
V-Day Advice.
So whatever vibe you get.
I'm giving you the sweeping, romantic, orchestral, whatever.
Thank you.
And it is. And what is the poem called?
V-Day Advice.
Okay. And now, a poem. V-Day Advice. Written by and performed by Kayla Nicole Windsor.
A day to show love. Give your partner a hug. It's the thought that counts, but your check better not bounce. Get her chocolate and flowers. They have all the powers. Candles and music, they set the tone. Maybe, just maybe, if you're lucky, you'll get to bone. V-Day Advice.
Nice.
Not bad at all.
I get nice. You threw the bone in there. You threw the
Had
bone
to.
In there.
I was trying
you know,
to.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Me too.
It doesn't matter.
Sometimes.
I'm not judging. I'm not judging. Whatever. I've got
good.
A pie chart, and it's not working.
It's just right. not. The Venn diagram does not add
One
up.
Of these things is not like the other. Okay. All right. Very nice, Kayla. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
Very nice.
I would like to go next.
I would like to go next.
Okay. Age before beauty.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. All right, here
Next
we go.
Next up, we have Greg Kretschmar. The name of your song? Your poem?
Super Bowl.
Okay, Greg Kretschmar and his poem, Super Bowl.
You are my Super Bowl. Your smile, your face, the way you clean up the place. You're the raisin in my raisin bran. In a vodka drink, you're the splash of cran.
Oh.
This poetry thing might not be my thing, but you, my dear, make my heart sing.
Aww.
I suck at this. I know that's true. But there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. 10 seconds left in this song, and Super Bowl. I was like, she wasn't a prize.
I'm telling you, when that song ended, I went, no!
And I'm like, damn it. But it kind of leaves you hanging, like love is a cliff. You got to jump off, you don't know what's going to happen.
Good.
All right, Scotty, what is the name of your poem?
I just want to bang.
Okay. There's nothing that says right. I just want to bang like this music right here.
And now, a poem called I Just Want to Bang. Written by Scott Patrick McMullen.
Thomas.
Okay.
PDPs, Gretsch, Tama, Mapex, and Pearls, please quit talking dirty to me. I know you got the day off, but I'd rather be at a drum off. I love you with all my heart. Damn, I hope I can afford that new drum part. I just want to bang and not really hang.
That's all I had time for. That was it. Song ending.
It's good. It's good, buddy.
It does say a lot about you. Because you're about the bang and not about the hang.
Yeah. You got deep into the relationship.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Very much. Very much. All of those drum parts and brands felt like girlfriends. Previous relationships, you know? Nicely done, Scotty. That was bare.
That was a short song.
Yeah. Laura J. Boyce, what is your poem?
With All My Heart.
With All My Heart. Okay, here we go. And now, a poem. With All My Heart. Written by Laura Jeanette.
I know some days you think I'm crazy because I just can't sit with you and be lazy. I do love you with all my heart, even though I spend a lot of time doing Instacart. Sometimes I'm in a quandary to choose to sit with you or do the laundry. I do love you with all my heart, but the dusting, cooking, and dishes, I must start. I never want to break your heart, so I will make sure to add you to today's chart. Happy Valentine's Day.
Nice.
That's so revealing.
So,
raw.
What number is he on the chart?
So honest.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I added him.
Quandary with laundry.
Yeah, that was good. That was very well done.
Think of the joy in Jeff's heart when he sees he's made
the chart. The chart.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I think I wept on that one. 3.5 minutes, not a long time.
No,
it wasn't.
But I'm very, I think we've all done very, very well. That's what I'm telling myself. Kelly, what is the name of your poem?
Valentine's Day is Hard.
Valentine's Day is Hard. Is the music acceptable to you?
Yes.
And now, a poem. Valentine's Day is Hard by Kelly Charles Brown III.
Pricey flowers, chocolates, and a $5 card. Valentine's Day is hard. It's a thorny mess, gang, when you want to get some tang. Buy a box of Whitman's, buy some flowers, use all your powers. Maybe hit a couple of jewelry stores if you want to get in their drawers. Me, I just do it strictly for love. But I won't forget to bring my rubber glove. Valentine's Day.
Oh, there's your guy. I wasn't sure.
Laura's all tingly over there.
Yeah. That glove.
Yeah. I don't know if I remember it correctly, but I thought about a glove made an appearance in a Buzz Christmas poem as well.
Yeah.
Very nicely done, Kelly, though. I felt it.
What does that mean?
Winced a little bit at it. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, those are our poems, ladies and gentlemen. So you get to vote. And look, we know we're not professional. Don't try to do this at home. You could get hurt. So of those five incredible poems, which should probably be in print, by the way, and be available for you to purchase, whose was the best? That's what we want to know. So please, 888-556-7625. How do we do this? Is it first to five?
Yes.
Is that what it is? First to five?
Yep.
First to five gets the Poetry Day Jam
title
for until the next time we do it. I don't remember who did the last one. I don't remember who won the last one. Do any of you?
Nope.
No, we have to look back.
Could have sworn it. I thought it was
Kayla. It was me.
I thought it was Kayla.
No, I think I was a couple ago. I think Kelly might have gotten the last one.
Nah, I don't know. All right. 888-556-7625 or 603-431. Mine was the Super Bowl. Scotty, what was your title?
I Just Want to Bang.
That was a good one. Solid, emotional, raw. Kayla, yours?
V-Day Advice.
Beautiful, tender.
Confusing.
Welcoming.
Very confusing.
Sorry, bud. Sorry.
Laura, what was yours?
With All My Heart.
With all her heart. It was tumultuous. It was stormy. It was emotional. and torturous. All of it, all together, that poem
really?
Right there.
Yeah.
And Kelly Charles Brown, yours
was? Valentine's Day is hard.
Valentine's Day is hard. It was terrifying. the rubber glove was...
it was scary. Yeah.
I didn't find that terrifying.
Symbolic.
That was, yeah, that was...
And it was terrifying.
Yep. Okay. So, hold on, Andy. Hold on. I'm a mess today.
888-556-7625. Whose poem was the best? Good morning. Morning Buzz. Who are you?
This is Robert from Bell's Falls.
Robert. Hello,
hi, Robert.
Who, is, who gets your nod today, Robert?
Oh, I like Kelly Brown's. This was really good.
Okay.
Okay, Robert. You got it.
Robert,
you can use it if you
Robert
want.
Is also a wordsmith sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, Robert is, yes,
is definitely a wordsmith. Okay, roadkill or G. Okay, let's see what we got here.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Welcome. You get to vote. Which poem was the best?
For me, it was between Kayla and Kelly Brown. And I just feel like Kelly Brown's delivery etched it. So,
okay, all right.
Okay,
okay.
Thank
Kelly,
I'll take a half point there.
Kelly,
I'll give myself a half point.
You got to mention. You got to mention. There's no half points. Kelly's delivery is impeccable.
Yeah. Yep.
It's tough. He's like the...
He's made for it.
Michaela Schifrin.
Delivering it from my heart.
Of course you
that's
are.
That's why.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who are you voting for?
Kayla.
Kayla.
Thank you.
All right. Kay gets...
Okay, down boy.
Yeah, down.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's licking his phone, which is in his pocket.
I'm not wearing pants. Okay.
I clean
myself
Buzz.
Like a cat.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Listener Jason.
Listener Jason, everybody.
Listener Jason. Hi, Jason.
Listener Jason, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Laura. I thought hers was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
There you go.
There it is.
There it is. Well, it's out there.
Does your steering wheel smell weird?
You did it.
Oh, stop.
You did it. What is that? Hi, Morning Bus. Hi, who's this?
That's weird.
Hey, I'm voting for Scotty.
Okay.
All right. He just wants the bag.
Yeah, he's making me nervous. The guy's going, oh.
Scotty's like, cut him off.
Scotty's the only one who wants to cut off the people that vote for him.
Okay.
Let's just take the vote.
I don't want to go there. Kelly 2, Kayla 1, Roadkill 1, Laura 1. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Lynn, who are you voting for?
Oh, Kayla, 100%. The ending was supreme.
Thank you.
Scotty found the ending a little puzzling.
I'm working it out.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm working the numbers.
Yeah.
Take your time.
You're drilling down.
You're crunching
the numbers. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul. And
I got to vote for Laura.
Oh, okay.
Because Jeff made the chart, and I could hear Jeff shouting, I'm getting
Hi, Morning Buzz. Who are you voting for?
Scotty.
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 Surged ahead.
We get two.
Two for Laura, two for Kelly, two for Kayla, two for Roadkill.
No, guys, listen. Greg's up there, too.
Yeah, no, don't worry about me.
Everybody has
I had a brain block. I couldn't do it. I failed miserably.
He had a brain block.
Miserably. Hi, Morning Buzz. Whatever. I was going to let it slide.
You guys, I had a brain block.
The guys who have to sit over there and do nothing and can start writing ahead of time.
I'll tell you what we
say
do.
The most.
We write kick-ass poetry is what we do.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, you done? All right. It's KB3.
Yeah, I don't even...
Thank you, sir.
KB3.
That's a vote.
Hi, you done?
Take it.
Oh,
you
don't get me started.
Pretty sure it's our show.
He's in the...
You called us.
He's in the lead now.
So it's 2-2-2. Kelly is in the lead with three.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Rob.
All right, Rob. Who are you voting for?
Well, I'm voting for Laura. If Jeff made the chart, he probably doesn't have much time. So that doesn't say much about him.
Okay, I guess maybe I shouldn't ask why. The I don't need to know the reasoning. Just tell me who you're voting for. Hi, Morning Buzz, who are you voting for?
I'm going to have to say Laura. I thought it was awesome.
Whoa, Laura's got four. Knocking on the door. Laura's knocking on the door. 888-556-7625. Who is going to be this year's Valentine's Day Poetry Jam winner? Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Nick.
Vote, Nick.
Nick? I'm voting for you, Greg.
Nice.
Way to go, Nick.
I love you, Nick.
We'll make sure we answer your call again next time.
Somebody's getting a free calendar. It's in the mail, Nick. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who are you voting for? Oh, shoot. Lost you. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Greg.
Oh, Greg's got
coming back.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that. It's appreciated, but do not give me the pity vote. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Kayla.
Oh, good morning. Greg.
Hi. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Kelly.
Oh, Kelly! There it is. Is that it, right?
No.
No.
Four.
Okay.
Kelly.
All right.
People are still drunk from last night, I think. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who are you voting for?
Good morning.
It's a great show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Laura because she made me laugh the loudest.
That's it.
Wow.
Yes, we have a winner. Laura J. Boyd. I'd like to thank both my individuals that voted for me. So kind of you.
They thought
they were winning something.
I was awful.
Your tickets are in the mail.
Congratulations, Laura.
Yay, thanks.
The winning of the Best Poetry Jam. Jeff made the chart. Kelly, do you have any offerings this week? No, I don't.
That was it. I poured my heart out all into that one.
That's all there is. All right.
Lost.
I really think that's all anybody can take this morning. We've given them all they can take, Scotty. Yep. All right. Nicely done.
I hear some music.
Good luck with the bone, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. We'll see how it goes.
So confused.
We'll come back. We've got news and sports, ESPN's Eric Fried, and more coming up. Don't move.
The buzz is on.
There's certain days that you know.
All right, there you go. Hey, have a great weekend. We're back Monday morning at 5:30. So we will see you then. Enjoy.